Since the start of the new year, we've been asking people what music gets them going.
We've heard answers from figure skater Michelle Kwan, L.A. Laker Matt Barnes, and Olivia Newton-John, among others.
And the result is the ultimate NPR workout mix, which you can hear at nprmusic.org.
It includes music from Kanye West, Tupac, Madonna, even some Clash, and the Rolling Stones.
And we've also heard from people who prefer a more classic workout. Actually, classical.
This is the first movement of Prokofiev's Symphony No. 1, transcribed for two pianos. It's the first pick from Jared Engel, who's a principal dancer with the New York City Ballet.
Mr. Engel says if you could look backstage before the ballet in New York, you would see dancers wearing earbuds or headphones.
That's your time to listen to whatever music you want to listen to get into whatever mood you have to get into, or get out of whatever mood you have to get out of, I guess. But definitely when people are warming up before the show, beside the stage, they have headphones in all the time. My second choice is from an album entitled Furore of Handel opera arias. And it's a mezzo-soprano singing a song from Imeneo called Sorge nell'alma mia. This album is about people going crazy in Handel operas, which sounds like it wouldn't be that exciting, but all of the allegro, really fast songs are just sort of killer.
And Jared Engel's last pick for the ultimate NPR workout mix is a selection from the Philip Glass opera, Akhenaten.
The third movement in particular has some of the most energetic music that we dance to. By the end, when you're so tired, all you have to do is listen to the music, and it's very percussive, and it just gets you right through. No matter how exhausted you are, the music takes you there.
Again, the full ultimate workout mix is at nprmusic.org. You can follow this program on Facebook and on Twitter, where we're at Morning Edition and at NPR Inskeep. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne.